insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 17th verse of chapter Naml.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ.
And gathered for Solomon were his soldiers of the jinn, and men, and birds, and they were marching in rows.
So, as you listen to the verse, brothers and sisters, we understood that for Solomon is gathered his host of jinn and men and birds. So he controlled them all. وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ. So, they were all in his army. فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. And this shows that he had a very strong and extensive power, an army, that they had to stay, the beginning parts, the beginning rows had to be stopped in order for the others to arrive. So, as we said in the previous episode, in the different parts and occasions, the Holy Quran has talked about jinn, and the fact that they have also been called and addressed by the Almighty Allah, يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. So they are the ones who have the power to think, they have males and females, they have different kinds of desires. And regarding Prophet Solomon, some of these actually creatures of the Almighty Allah were builders and divers for him. Now, the verse says that the Almighty Allah had so much might and power, and he had given Prophet Solomon some of his power as well. So the verse says, وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ. And this shows that the forces, the number of the army, was so large that some of them had to be stopped in order to regulate the army. And then it is emphasized upon, فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. They were kept in order. Now, we also talked about the term of حُشِرَ, which comes from حَشْر, and it means bringing out the crowd. And when we take the concept of the next verse with this one as well, we understand that some believe that this territory and land of ants that Solomon arrived is about Syria, and some others believe that it is about Taif. Now, since the statement of this matter had not any effect on the point of the ethical and educational aspects, it has not been spoken of. But what is more important is how large and powerful and massive the army of Solomon was.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, as you were with us, dear listeners, we understood that Prophet Solomon had a very powerful army made of jinn, ins, and also tayr. So, both from humankind's jinn and also from the birds. And some commentators, we have to mention, that have discussed the fact that whether the whole human beings, jinn and birds, were the army of Solomon, or part of them formulated this army. This discussion seems rather needless, because undoubtedly Solomon did not govern the whole earth, and the realm of his government was just something about Syria, Jerusalem, and probably some other lands around there. And also, it is understood from the later verses that Solomon had not any kind of dominion over Yemen. And at that time, he did not control Yemen. And he gained his authority over there only after the event of Hupo and the submission of the Queen of Sheba. Now, the Quranic phrase tafaqqat at-tayr, which is mentioned in the upcoming verses, shows that among the birds, which were in the obedience of Solomon, there was a hoopoe that when Solomon did not see it over there, he asked about it. So if all birds were included, and there were thousands of hoopoes among them, this meaning could not be correct. So this is where you have to be careful regarding your understandings from the Holy Quran. The fact that the Holy Quran mentions in this verse is that Prophet Solomon had a very powerful and massive army made up from some parts of men, some parts and groups of jinn, and also some groups of tayr and birds. This is all we understand from this very verse. Also, some more putting this verse along with other verses and traditions of the Holy Quran. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. In the next episode, we will, God willing, talk about the 18th verse of Chapter Naml. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.